Joining us now from the UN is Jeremy Greenstock, United Kingdom Permanent Representative to the UN. Ambassador Greenstock, this deadline in the UK amendment today, is that enough time?
Enough time for what, one has to ask. Enough time for Saddam to make it clear that he has taken a new decision, a strategic decision to disarm. I think he could do that in minutes. He could do it before breakfast tomorrow morning if he really wanted to. So for that, yes, it's plenty of time.
What would you be looking for? What do you want to see happen by March 17th?
Well, what we're looking for is a willingness by Saddam Hussein to do disarmament the South African way, to offer everything up, to invite the inspectors into all his facilities, and to both say and act as though he means it. That will be blindingly obvious when he does it. And if he fails to do it, it will be blindingly obvious that he has not done it.
How important is passage of a second resolution?
I think it is important in two very broad senses. One is we, the UK, are a multilateralist country. We want the UN to remain in control, and we want the UN to decide to take the hard decisions. And second, I think that in all our countries, people are very doubtful about just going to war for reasons that they still need to understand. They will understand it better if there is a collective approach, and that will be very important. It's certainly important to London.
But one by one, we're hearing of countries on the Security Council who are threatening to block this resolution, won't let it come to a vote or won't let it pass. What happens then?
Well, I think perhaps the whole debate has broadened a bit beyond Iraq. It's about the role of the United States as a superpower. It's about the role of the United Nations. It's about others not wanting to be drawn into something that they feel uneasy about. What everybody believes, that Iraq has got to be disarmed, that Iraq is in material breach. And we're waiting for them to actually draw the conclusions from that.
This potential war with Iraq has proved very unpopular in Britain. Is the government of Tony Blair on the line here?
Actually, a poll the other day showed that 75% of the British people would support a war if it was finally necessary under UN authority. They don't like the thought of war, but they do want to see this regime in Baghdad give up its weapons of mass destruction. But I think there is a difference. I said just now there was a political point in trying to get this resolution through. Without that authorization, I think that it would be more difficult for the current government.
If the UN resolution, the second resolution, does fail, is Britain prepared to go forward with a campaign against Iraq?
Well, that will have to be decided at the time. As I feel my government's likely position, it's for other people to make a decision. We are going to want to be with the United States, whose power, whose benign power, is dedicated to seeing the end of a regime that is highly dangerous.
Does it seem to you that there's a split forming between the stated positions of the United States and Britain, in that the U.S. is talking about regime change, and Britain seems to be stopping short of that?
We are certainly talking about disarmament. I think disarmament depends on one man who happens to be leader of his country in a very oppressive circumstances. So it's quite easy to link the two arguments, but Tony Blair has made it quite clear our objective is complete disarmament, and that's where it stands.
But if he is disarmed and he remains in power, how does the British government
feel
about that?
That is not a problem from the British government. If the resolutions are upheld, it's not our need or our wish to depose him just for the sake of it.
And do you see a disagreement there between your government and that of George Bush?
No, because we're both acting on the disarmament front, and there isn't any difference between us in that score.
Ambassador Greenstock, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Jeremy Greenstock is Britain's ambassador to the United Nations.